content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and me.
And Bernadette.
Bernadette. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Did you wash your legs this morning?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God. Did you, Diamond? Did you wash your legs? Did you shower this morning? Because sometimes I have to take a whore bath. I just have to admit it, you know?
I showered last night, but yes, I did wash. I washed my legs.
Yeah. You know, that's funny. You said Billy and Pooh were talking about it this morning.
I've heard it on like all of a few talk radio shows.
I've seen this online too. It's crazy.
Well, you know, I actually scrubbed my whole body today, including my legs, with this like body scrub that I use because I'm going to get a spray tan this afternoon.
Gotcha.
And so I really scrubbed my body really, really well. It felt so good. You know, the bristly brushy thing that's supposed to invigorate your lymphatic system?
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're only like a couple of dollars. They almost look like, well, they are like, except they're a different color. They're like a off-white if they're for your body. But you know the old-fashioned? Well, you wouldn't know because you're only 22. So that you use. I saw them actually in a Japanese dollar store yesterday.
With the bristles?
With the bristles.
Yeah.
What's the name of that Japanese store? Do you know what I'm talking about in Plano?
I don't know.
No.
I bought myself driving gloves, you guys. I took the coolest picture downstairs in the parking lot. I did not take it while I was driving, just so everybody doesn't get
all... What color are they?
They're white.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, they made me a badass driver today. I felt more professional. I felt like a professional driver when I was wearing them. But I bought them because, you know, the Japanese women are very meticulous about protecting their skin.
Right.
And I kind of am, too. And my hands from so many years of being in just the service industry, the restaurant industry, all the animals I've had, and I like to do dishes. I started doing dishes with my dad when I was like 6 years old. I'd pull a chair up to the sink, maybe even younger, maybe like four. But my hands look like hell. They just do.
But they've done a lot.
They've done a lot. These hands.
Hands were made for
these hands were
creating.
Made for creating. Yeah, and I've changed a lot of diapers and I've birthed some babies,
made some pizzas.
But you know, speaking of babies, oh my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You know, this abortion thing in Alabama. What is going on in America? Like, seriously.
Diamond, I want to know your
Diamond,
thoughts.
I know you have an opinion.
Right.
Yeah, it's outrageous. It's really sad. That
it really is. I wish men could get raped is what I wish. I wish I could rape a few men and show them what it feels like.
Oh.
No, I'm serious. If one man got raped and then had to feel it and experience it and talk about it, they would no longer have a debate as to whether or not a woman is entitled to an abortion, especially after a rape. I mean,
if men could get pregnant.
Right. Oh, God, do I wish men could get pregnant. Right. Wouldn't
you
that be
the
awesome
vote,
if men
came
could...
down to like all men. And then on the other side, the no votes were mostly women and minorities.
Say that again. Wait, say this again.
The final vote, it was like 23 men voted yes to pass this crazy bill. And on the no side was mostly women and minorities. There was one man that voted no.
Wow.
I saw something that was like, an abortion.
It's not a men's business. They shouldn't even be allowed to vote on it. Why is a man allowed to vote on something that is completely a woman's issue other than their sperm donation?
It's baffling.
It is.
You don't.
So, it's not going away though. I'll tell you that because women like myself, and I believe you too as well, and all of my friends that have either been raped or almost raped will not stand for it. They just won't. We should have the right to do what we want with our bodies. Do I believe in? I'm not pro-abortion. I'm pro-choice, and there is definitely a difference. you know, and I've told the story many times on the air for those of you maybe now just joining us that have never heard the story. I was nearly raped when I was 16 years old at a high school party by a 45-year-old man who was my best, was my boyfriend's father's best friend. The mayor was at the party. It was out in the boondocks because he was a dairy farmer and there wasn't enough bathrooms and I really had to pee. So I went outside to pee in the grass, and when I did, he jumped me and nearly raped me. He didn't because someone heard my screams and turned on the lights outside by the garage, and he jumped off, and I was silenced by the family that I could never talk about it. Plus, I was afraid to ever tell my mother and father, because I know my father truly would have killed him. He would have driven his car to this guy's dairy place and he would have killed him. He would have killed him in cold blood, because that's what any father would do if their daughter was raped. I mean, seriously, if they could get away with it. But I mean, and so you think about that. Had I gotten raped, had I gotten impregnated, I would be forced to have that baby at 16 years old. My body was untouched by a man at 16 years old, but I would have to have a baby and forever alter my life. It's just not fair. It's not a good decision, and it certainly isn't a decision that a man should make, trying to control a woman's body.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that 11-year-old girl who was a rape victim.
There you go.
By a 26-year-old man, and she's being forced to carry that baby and deliver.
Well, women of all ages are all over this, I have to tell you, you know, and it's not going to flush. It's not. There's going to be an uprising. Definitely going to be an uprising, because women are not going to tolerate it. For all you men out there listening, I'm telling you, there will be marches, and we will not stop until this country respects a woman's right of choice, especially in a condition of being raped by a man. So,
against abortion, have a vasectomy.
Yeah. Well, there's going to, you know what I would do? This is kind of funny, actually. If I was a woman in Alabama, there'd be no, you're getting no, you know what? You're getting no ussy pay.
I think
you're getting none.
I
zero.
Think Alyssa Milano started some sort of tweet for that.
Yeah.
Exact same thing.
There needs to be a ussy pay, like, you know,
strike.
You're getting none, buddy. And if you do, maybe you're definitely wearing a condom, you know, which you should wear anyway. But, you know, these men that are, I mean, that's part of the joy of being in a relationship where, you know, you can have unprotected sex, because you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to have a baby, and of course, it's more enjoyable. Everyone knows that, that's ever had sex. But you know what? I say a boycott on ussy pay in the state of Alabama and Georgia and Ohio and all the, how about you all you Ohio boys? And if I was a woman, I would move out of the state. I would absolutely get out of that mentality. I won't even drive through the state of Alabama if it was,
Man.
Well, I'm serious. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like, it's 2019, fellas.
Yeah,
if people did what you said, the laws would change back so fast if just women stopped having sex.
And what about separation of church and state? And what about our Constitution?
Gone.
Is that like gone?
Yeah.
That's why it's federal. It's a Constitution to protect our freedoms, and that would include our freedom of choice, especially in a situation of rape. And a young woman or an older woman, it doesn't matter. But like I said, if men were able to get raped, it would be changed like that.
You sent a really funny text to all of us, but you're pretty much saying
if it goes to
the Supreme Court,
go ahead.
Then it's going to get shut down.
Yeah, no, I did. Here's what I sent, a statue like a bobblehead of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, what did I say? What was my direct quote? You guys want to read it?
I'm trying to find it.
We might have to bleep it.
You might have to bleep it.
No.
Okay, let me just say it, because this is so great. Where is it? Did you find it?
Yeah.
Go ahead and say it, Avi.
I guess the boys in Alabama aren't going to get as much ussy pay.
Except I actually said the
right. And then it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh.
It's
well,
true.
we have a fantastic show, and I could not leave that subject untouched. Having a voice, being a woman, it's something that's very fundamental to all of our freedoms. It's a slippery slope. You know, they want to force us to have vaccines. They want to force us to have no right of choice. There's all kinds of things that are going on in this country and they're wrong. And we protect these big companies. It's just unbelievable to me what's going on in the world today, especially here in America. We've never been sicker. We've never been poor. We're a mess. We're an absolute mess. And because of stuff of what's happening in Alabama. And I know I'm going to get a butt ton of emails over this, but I don't care. You know, I really
don't. It's all good.
We've got a great show coming up today, though. We have Dr. Mark Goulston. He is the co-creator and moderator of the suicide prevention documentary, Stay Alive. He is a former UCLA professor of psychiatry and FBI hostage negotiation trainer, suicide and violence prevention expert, and one of the world's foremost experts on listening. He is the author of the best-selling book, Just Listen, Discover the Secret to Getting Through to Absolutely Anyone. So stay tuned, everyone. And we've got a couple of segments from Paleo FX you're not going to want to mix.
Or mix.
Miss or miss. See, I'm all jacked up. I'm all jacked up.
Hey, I'm about it.
Yeah.
That was okay. Exciting.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Recognize it, Aviana?
No.
She didn't know. Diamond and I are like dinosaurs. She didn't know who. And Diamond's in her 30s. How old are you? Like 30? Something
32.
Like that. 32.
Yeah. No,
Three Dog
never
Night.
Heard it.
Yeah. Well, the reason I picked this song is because we're talking about suicide. And, you know, I read that among black children, suicide is up by 77%. And you know what? We're on this world together, and we need to fight this. We need to be educated about it. And I am proud to say that we have Dr. Mark Goulston on the line with us today. We're going to be talking about why every child is at risk for suicide. Dr. Goulston is the co-creator and moderator of the suicide prevention documentary, Stay Alive. He is a former UCLA professor of psychiatry, FBI hostage negotiation trainer, suicide and violence prevention expert, and one of the world's foremost experts on listening. He is the author of the best-selling book, Just Listen, Discover the Secret to Getting Through to Absolutely Anyone. Dr. Goulston is on the board of advisors for HealthCore and received the Dr. W. Mark Warfel Resilient Heart Award this past April. For more information, visit Dr. Goulston at his website at markgoulston.com. That's markgoulston.com. Such an honor. Welcome to One Life Radio, Dr. Goulston.
Well, thank you. Looks like I don't have to plug myself.
We got you.
You never have to plug yourself on One Life Radio, because I'm so appreciative of the people that jump on the air with me and help me educate America. And I thank you so much for your time, because this is an incredibly important subject facing our nation today. So let's talk about this. Why every child is at risk for suicide. So why is it so dangerous to assume that your child could never die by suicide?
Well, because you don't know where they go into the darkness of their minds. And a lot of times when you read about suicides in other children, parents rubberneck. They're looking for anything that can reassure them, oh, my kid isn't like that. I'm okay. And part of it is we get scared.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of teenagers will not talk to us. So I want to get to, right out of the gate, a tip that your listeners can use to get through to teenagers who are in a mood, and you ask them if they want to talk to you, and they say, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine. Get off my back.
Yep.
And if you're a parent, what you usually do is you back off and you say, oh, okay, you might feel better if you talk to me. And they say, I'm fine. Leave me alone. And that teenager knows they need to talk to someone, but they don't want to because they think you're just going to annoy them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to tell you, you know, Dr. Goulston, this subject hits really close to home on so many different levels. I have friends that have had their fathers recently commit suicide. I had a very dear friend of mine who I just ran into, whose son killed himself 9 months ago that I was unaware of. And my heart was breaking the whole weekend after I'd heard the news. And then myself personally, about almost 2 years ago, this December, we were having a dinner party at my house, and my daughter, my oldest daughter, and we've talked about this on the air before. I have her approval to talk about it, which is great because I think when you talk about it, you can heal so many other people by feeling, because they don't feel alone. But so we were having this dinner party, and my daughter was acting a little strange. She was acting strange. So I took her aside in another part of the house, and I said to her, "Honey, what is wrong with you? Why are you acting like that?" And she burst into tears, and her eyes got as big as like a deer in the headlights, you know? And she said to me, "Mom, I'm really depressed and I want to die." And I have to tell you, at that moment, Dr. Goulston, I wanted to faint. I was so in shock and so fearful. And now she's doing so much better. We've gotten her the help that she needs. But if you ever have a child say that to you, it is very, very startling. And you do go into just like
a hyperactive state.
A hyperactive state of fear. Like it's almost unnerving where you can barely function when you're so worried about your child perhaps committing suicide.
And here's the challenge is many times people feel suicidal when they feel like a burden to everyone. I'm a burden to my parents. My brothers and sisters think I'm manipulative. And it was interesting. I was a suicide interventionist for 25 years, and none of my patients killed themselves. And when I asked them, what made the difference? And they said, "You're the only person in my life who really enjoys me."
Oh, my gosh.
Because I scare my parents. My brothers and sisters think I am manipulative, which I am. And when I've seen these other clinicians, they mean well, but they're checking boxes. And when they're saying, "How's your sleeping? Do you have such and such? Are you feeling depressed?" Inside, I get enraged. I feel like saying, "No, I'm a happy camper. That's why I'm seeing you today." And and so the tool that we came up with in Stay Alive, and people can find that at youtube.com/stayalivevideo, it's a 72-minute interview with Kevin Hines, who's on CNN, is one of the heroes of this year. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and survived, and he's a force of nature. He's saving lives all around the world. But in Chapter 7, and we broke it down for people because it's a tough interview to watch, we came up with something called interventional empathy. And interventional empathy means you go into the pain. And the pain is like an abscess that needs to be drained in the middle of their psyche, their soul and spirit. And here are the seven words, and I'm going to slow down from my radio pace voice, because when you say to your daughter, and if you have a teen that says, "I don't want to talk about it," instead of backing off, you say, "I know you don't want to talk about it, but seven words." And they're going to look at you like, "What?" And they might even say, "What the fill in the blank,"
mm-hmm.
But they're re-engaged. And then you say the words in exactly the way I'm going to say it. You're like a syringe draining this abscess. You say, "Yeah, seven words: hurt, afraid, angry, ashamed, alone, lonely, tired."
Oh, wow.
And when I did that with Kevin in the documentary, he responded the way a lot of the depressed and suicidal people I used to see would. He smiled with relief, and I said, "Pick one." And he said, "All of them."
Wow.
And I said, "Good. Tell me about the worst one." And if your teenager says angry, you could say, "Good. Tell me when you were your angriest in the last week."
Mm-hmm.
And see, what happens is when they start to retell a story of when they felt one of those emotions, that they felt alone, which made it worse, when they're sharing it with you, they feel less alone, and they often start to cry. And don't jump in that the crying is making it worse. You're draining the abscess, and they're actually feeling relief. So does that make sense?
Can you follow that? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so I'm just so thankful that you are on the air with us today talking about this, because this is a huge, huge problem in our country. The suicide rates are on the rise. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the suicide rate for white children between 10 and 17 years old was up 70% between 2006 and 2016. And as I said, and up 77% for black children. Clearly, this is an issue that's facing the country that we need all the help that we can get. And so I'm incredibly thankful for you being on the air with us today. I've got a few more questions, and we're gonna. I wish we had a whole hour to talk about this. I do, because I feel it's so important. We're gonna put all of that out on our social media too, just for everyone out there listening. We're gonna put the link to the documentary along with your words about when your child says to you, "I know you don't," or when you say to your child, "I know you don't want to talk about it," but we need these seven words: hurt, afraid, angry, ashamed. I missed a couple as you were. I couldn't write as fast as you were saying them.
Alone, lonely, tired.
Alone, lonely, and tired. And you know what? It just speaks to me. It really does. Based on the experience that I've been through, and I don't want other parents to go through it. And if they do, I want them to have the right tools. So, what are some of the warning signs of suicide? Why are they so hard to spot in children and teens?
Well, because teens are secretive, and one of the reasons they're secretive. A teen turns to their mom or dad, they feel that they're failing at becoming independent. Mm. That's why I'm a great believer in mentors. I love mentoring people because a mentor can tell you all the things your parent would have told you, but when you have a mentor, you sought out the mentor on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're getting it from your mom and dad, inside you're saying, "Oh, you know, I'm never gonna be like the other kids. I can't grow up. I can't handle things. Look, I'm a mama's boy. I'm a daddy's girl, and you know, I'm never gonna make it to being strong enough to take care of myself." And so there's a resistance to that, even though they need to connect because they're not connecting with anyone. I have to get on my soapbox for 30 seconds. I think one of the big problems, and I think you're going to resonate with this big time, is once upon a time, there was something called tenderness, compassion, and lovemaking, which is really mediated by a hormone named oxytocin. It's when we bond with people. Mm-hmm. And we get closer. And that led to pleasure, which is mediated by dopamine. But what happened is the internet has addicted everyone to adrenaline.
Yeah.
And so now you need excitement to get pleasure. Compassion, listening, is too boring.
Yeah.
And the problem for teenagers and the problem for anyone who becomes an adrenaline junkie is that the only thing more powerful than an adrenaline rush is an adrenaline crash. And when you go from feeling super powerful and terrific to suddenly the floor drops out, it's such a drastic drop that you're scurrying around and you want to make the pain go away. And that's why a lot of teenagers will cut on themselves. I don't know if they're doing it so much now, but they got to make the pain go away because the drop is so drastic. And I believe in artificial intelligence and technology, but it has to be informed by connecting people instead of exciting people.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, we talked about this on the air, too. My daughter had given me permission in the past to talk about this. My daughter was cutting as well. I had no idea. I had no idea because I was a single parent. I mean, she does have a father, but, you know, he wasn't. We went through a divorce and he wasn't around every day, how she grew up. And so I found myself as a single parent when I was very intimidated. When she would say, "No, leave me alone, get out of my room," you know, I'd be like, "Okay," because I didn't want to upset her, you know, I just wanted the house to be peaceful. And my goodness, you know, as you were saying, I knew you were going to go to social media or go to, you know, the internet and all this. I just happened to pull this yesterday out of my stash in my office. It's Time Magazine, and it was an article about technology, and this is part of it. It says, "Protect children. A growing percentage of children prefer the hyperstimulation of virtual experiences to the real world. Products like Instagram empower bullies. Texting has replaced conversation for many kids. It's hard to know how this will turn out, but some medical researchers have raised alarms, noting that we have allowed unsupervised psychological experiments on millions of people, and medical research bolsters the case for regulation in addition to limits on the ages at which children may use screens like smartphones and tablets. And there is evidence that phones and computers can cause distraction in classrooms as well, but it's all connected." Can you stay on with us a few more minutes? I'm going to clear the schedule here and just make some time so we can continue talking. Is that okay?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right, everyone. More with Dr. Mark Gulston. And thank you so much for staying on with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette. I'm here with Aviana Barrientos, Diamond Gray, and our special guest today, Dr. Mark Gulston. He is the co-creator and moderator of the suicide prevention documentary, Stay Alive. He is a former UCLA professor of psychiatry, FBI hostage negotiation trainer, suicide and violence prevention expert, and one of the world's foremost experts on listening. He is the author of the best-selling book, Just Listen, Discover the Secret to Getting Through to Absolutely Anyone. Dr. Gulston is on the board of advisors for the Health Corps and received the Dr. W. Mark Warfel Resilient Heart Award this past April. Such an honor to have him on the show. For more information, visit him at stayalivevideo.com. Is that right, Dr. Gulston?
Yes. Go to youtube.com/stayalivevideo and you get the whole documentary for free. Plus, it's broken up in chapters.
Well, you know, I'm so thankful that you're on this broadcast with us today and getting this information out to so many parents out there that really don't think, oh, it probably will never happen to me. And it's so wrong to take that attitude. And why every child is at risk for suicide? That's what we're talking about here today on One Life Radio. So why are the kids unlikely to open up to their parents if they are struggling with mental illness and or suicidal thoughts? Dr. Gulston.
Well, there's a number of reasons. One is if they open up, they're going to start crying. And, of course, the crying gives them relief. But a lot of people, and therapists will tell you this, a lot of people will come to sessions, and when they cry, they start to feel better, and they feel relief, but they don't want to go back. They don't want to cry again.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, oh, that was a great session. Oh, I feel much better, but I don't want to cry again. So a lot of teenagers, even though they feel relief, they don't want to feel the feelings, and so they're afraid feelings they can't tolerate will become even worse. The other thing is, like you said, they're afraid they're going to cause anxiety or panic in their parents.
Oh,
which
yeah.
It's going to translate to, well, they don't know what to do with it. Plus, I've scared them. Plus, I'm more of a burden. See, I shouldn't have told them.
Yeah, I'm so thankful.
There's a number of reasons.
I'm so thankful my daughter, was honest with me, and she's doing incredibly well now. She really is. And I put her immediately in therapy. So I'm going to ask the question, how important is therapy and what type is best? And also, what about families that can't afford it?
Well, there's all kinds of resources online. One of my favorite organizations is NAMI, and it's really a grassroots organization around the country, maybe around the world. And it's families helping each other.
Oh, nice.
And so they can refer you to doctors, but it's not about pushing you into treatment that's going to cost you money. It's about reaching out to other people. I'll tell you something else that kind of haunts me. I have a pretty big Twitter following, 560,000 followers.
Wow.
And I have a permanently pinned tweet, at Mark Gulston, at MarkGulston. And that top tweet says, how many of you have known of or known someone who died by suicide? There are 2.4 million impressions, 1,500 comments, and half of the comments, many of them are me just reassuring people, but half the comments are people just listing the people they know who have killed themselves. It is chilling and heart-wrenching, but if you're touched by suicide and you go there, you'll feel less alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's saved lives already because people feel less alone. If I have time, I want to share an anecdote that's going to blow you away.
Absolutely.
Something that we're trying to do. A couple of weeks ago, I was on a panel at Hollywood High School. It was for high school students. It was after school program. And it was about stress and anxiety and exams. And there was a panel of four people. I was one of the people. The other people were life coaches and therapists. And I asked the facilitator, can I go last? Because I know about how to connect people to themselves and other people. That's probably why I was reasonably successful as a suicide interventionist. So what happens is I notice the students are listening to the information about stress and anxiety, and about half of them are checking out because it's like a lecture. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very quick on my feet. I learned that from being a hostage negotiation trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And so picture 40 students, and I said this to them, I'm going to try something which is from a documentary called Stay Alive, which is about suicide. I'm going to give you the seven words from that. And I said it in the way that I said it before. And then I went around the room and I said, pick one of the words. So each of the students said one of the words.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, the teacher or the facilitator said, it was amazing because I just saw their backs. I was behind them. And every time a student said a word, they got a little tense and then they relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I asked the students, how did that feel? They said, better. I felt less alone. And I said, here's your dilemma as a teenager. You know four emotions, and this is what you live with. You live with excitement, boredom, fear, and anger.
Mm.
Excitement, boredom, fear, and anger. And I said, what we just did, you said it was better. Was it any of those? And they said, no, it's none of those things, but it felt better. And I said, write down the seven words, and when you're worried about one of your friends, ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to start speaking about it. But it was just fascinating. And as we talked about, social media stirs people up to be able to sell more product.
Yeah.
Stir people up to keep that adrenaline rush going.
Yep. Yep.
And then you can sell them on the Avengers chapter 93.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. We have to go to break. And you're gonna have to come back next week so we can continue talking about this, or maybe the week after. Is that maybe that'll work in your schedule? I have so enjoyed. I just have so enjoyed having you on the air with us today, Dr. Goldston. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, and let's hope we reach some people and help some people.
Absolutely, and like I said, thank you so much. And we're gonna put this all out on social media. I hope to talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Everyone, wow, I'm so thankful for that interview. I really am. And you know what? We've got something coming up for you, too, that's equally as beautiful and important. So stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, and we have an interview that we recorded at Paleo FX with Michelle Norris. She is the co-founder and CEO of Paleo FX. I think you're going to really enjoy it, so stay tuned and listen, and here you go. Hey, everyone. Bernadette here. I'm back behind the stage today with Michelle Norris, looking at her beautiful smile like last year. It's so wonderful to be here with you. JJ Virgin's on the stage. Last year it was your other good friend, Carol Johnson Turner. Yes. And, you know, it's just so great to be here. And so for everyone out there that doesn't know who you are, I'm going to read your bio. Michelle Norris is a former corporate warrior and trained chef whose personal health issues and struggles with traditional medicine inspired her to look into the way of the world and the way that the world tackles health, wellness, and prosperity. She soon became one of Paleo's most outspoken evangelists and then co-founded Paleo FX. She is the CEO of Paleo FX, the largest paleo event in the world. She is a passionate speaker, motivator, and guiding light to those seeking deliverance from a broken healthcare system and disabled economic system. So, you know, your story is a great one. As I continue on reading your bio, having left the corporate grind far behind, she is now a serial entrepreneur in the health and wellness space and an advocate in advancing the paleo movement, a cultural reawakening of self-empowerment for the 21st century. Having survived the death of her 22-year-old daughter, Michelle knows what it's like to fight back from an overwhelming loss. And I'm going to start crying again because I can't read that as a mom. My daughter's 22 years old right now, and how inspiring your story is.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank
you. I mean
you
it
so
with
much.
All my heart.
Thank you for having me on. Well, you know, this is the thing. A week from yesterday will be 10 years since Brittany was killed in a car accident.
Right.
She was killed 3 days before her 23rd birthday and a week before her college graduation. And she had... She was a music and worship ministry major and had decided that she was going to work in the mission field. And she would, of course, been a minister and everything. She was a gifted and beautiful singer and musician and had gifts of worship and ministry and prophecy and that type of thing. And those were decidedly not our gifts. And when she passed away, we held her first memorial service on what would have been her 23rd birthday. And over 700 people were there. And what's interesting is that we stood there in a receiving line, receiving the majority of those people, and they were talking to us about how she changed their life. And not in this like topical, superficial way of like, oh, she changed my life. It was, she changed my life because she said this, or she changed my life because she did that. And so we were inspired by our own child. I mean, she, you know, you think that your children are really amazing, but right. you have like no idea until something like this happens and right. people tell you. And so we just realized that we needed to carry on her legacy and PaleoFX. She's the catalyst for why PaleoFX exists. And this is the continuation of her legacy and changing people's lives because
it's a tragic and beautiful story.
Yes. Well, my thought process and how I believe is that there's always beauty in the ashes. You just have to find them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and so here we are today. This is year number eight. Is it your
yes.
eighth year?
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny. This is my eighth year, too. We started at the same time. Different reasons. I had other losses, too. Certainly not one as tragic as yours. Mm-hmm. And think that's the worst thing that anyone could ever go through. And you've gotten through it. And you've changed so many other people's lives because of it. And that's the beauty of life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. And this is the thing. It's interesting because there are lots of people will say to me, well, you know, what fears do you have? And there's no fear beyond that. Like when you lose your child, it's the greatest fear a parent has.
Absolutely.
Absolutely the greatest fear a parent has. And the reason there's no fear beyond that is because, okay, I lived through it.
Yeah.
And I have survived and I have moved on and been able to do things with my life that, you know, had she still been here, this probably wouldn't exist. PaleoFX wouldn't exist. All these people's lives might not be changed. And not that I would ever wish for her to not be here. That's not it. I just know I couldn't control that.
Right.
The only thing I could control was what I did after.
And what did you do immediately after?
Immediately after, I probably stayed in bed a lot and didn't get out of bed and didn't get... I mean, I know that there were days where Keith would come home and he would be like, well, you got trust today. Yay. You know, we would celebrate those little things because it was really hard.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Nobody would blame you if you went to bed and never got out of bed again.
Of course not.
No one would blame you.
No.
No one. But the thing is that it wouldn't serve anyone. Not me, not Brittany, not anyone else. And so I had to finally make a choice that it was time to do something to honor her and to celebrate her life in a way that would have been made her proud and would have been something that she would have chosen for us to do. And so I think that she's really proud of us.
I'm as you're speaking of her, Brittany, you know, I'm wondering what would she say if she was up on that stage right now about what you've done with her legacy?
I think she would say, Mommy, I am so proud of you.
Yeah. And
don't make me cry, Bernadette.
I know. You make me cry. You do. It's such a heartbreaking story. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is, but it's beautiful too at the same time. Mm-hmm. It is. And so, you know, it's funny what me. Really cry too now again mm-hmm. is, you know, my daughter, mm-hmm. my daughter mm-hmm. that's 22 mm-hmm. said that those words to me multiple mm-hmm. times, mm-hmm. you know, in my life mm-hmm. recently. Mm-hmm. And it's the most beautiful thing that a child could say to you. Mm-hmm. And if she was here, I know right now that is what she would say. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, where do you see this beautiful project that you have? Where do you see it going into the future?
Well, honestly, I believe, or my vision and my mission for PaleoFX is that we take this around the world. And so we have partnered with Upgrade Labs to bring together Health Optimization Summit in London. That'll be happening in September.
Oh, wow.
So we're really excited about that because we've been wanting to go out of the country since the second event. And so we actually went over on an exploration trip to see how we could do that, and realized very quickly we weren't ready and that it would actually be detrimental to the brand if we went over there and tried to put on an event and right. we weren't ready. So we think we're getting close. We're pretty ready. And now there's a group that we can actually be partnered with that can help us make sure that we don't harm our brand, but we are actually in talks with a group out of Canada, a group out of Brazil, a group out of Australia, and a group out of Dubai. So hoping that in the next few years you see us in all of those places.
Oh, I do too. Mm-hmm. I do too. Mm-hmm. It makes my heart warm to hear mm-hmm. that. You know, but I don't think people really understand behind PaleoFX, the integrity. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we need so badly in this world right now. So you're right. It needs to go worldwide because there is so much greed. Mm-hmm. There is so much mistruth out mm-hmm. there in the food industry, mm-hmm. in the pharmaceutical industry, in the chemical industry, and all these things are affecting the earth, the planet, our children, us. And not many people have the character that it takes to fight mm-hmm. all those issues. So can you tell our listeners that aren't familiar with PaleoFX mm-hmm. about some of the guidelines that you have for what you will represent here at this event?
Yes. So PaleoFX, a lot of people believe that we are just a diet and nutrition conference,
right.
and that is as far from it as it gets. There is some diet and nutrition that is here, but by and large, this is about the lifestyle. This is about creating a sustainable lifestyle for yourself, and that is including removing toxins from your life. And I don't mean just the toxins that are in foods, but I also mean the toxins that we put on our bodies. You know, most women put 78 toxic chemicals on their body per day.
Wow.
And so it's the toxic chemicals that we have in our home. It's the toxic thoughts that we have. It is the toxic people that are in our lives. And so we believe that you need to remove all those toxins to have a vibrant and happy and fulfilled life. And so we believe in empowering optimal living. And so at this conference, you're going to hear everything from, we believe in 6 pillars of health. So it's not just your physical health, it's your emotional health, your mental health, your relational health, your financial health, and your spiritual health. So you're going to see all of that here. Plus, we talk about regenerative agriculture, sustainability. We have a tiny home exhibit here, different alternatives.
You do?
Yes, it's outside. You need to go check
it
out.
Oh my gosh, I got to check it out.
Yes. And then we have camels that are here. And
I saw the camels.
And
I petted one of the camels.
Yes, they're amazing.
And we'll actually, we're going to be at EarthX mm-hmm. in Dallas tomorrow and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they have the tiny home exhibit there as well. A lot of very like-minded people trying to heal mm-hmm. one another and the earth. And it's really wonderful to watch. It really is. And you've been an instrumental person leading the way for so many people. Mm-hmm. So what's different? Is there anything different this year than last year?
Oh, yes. So we have a lot of new speakers this year. We also have a lot of new exhibitors and sponsors that are here, which is really great to see some of the new products that are coming out and the new just all the new ideas and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have quite a number of new products and stuff here. Then we added, this year we had a rock wall. We have the tiny home exhibit. Of course, we have the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournament that's here. It's uh-huh. on its World Open. And then we have, I mean, all types of networking and you name it.
You've got product launches happening tonight.
We do
the
have
vodka
product launches. Yes, we have lots of product launches, and it's a lot of fun. I always just say it's just a 3-day paleo party.
Yeah.
And there's nobody better to party with than paleo people.
Oh, I know. Just yeah, it is. Well, you know, I have to say, I was so impressed, just like the last couple of years that I've been here in this. It's just like a level of kindness mm-hmm. and just happiness that you don't see at a lot of events. Other events, they're very focused on the money. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that here. I really don't.
No, and we're not. We're focused on impact. We're focused on contribution. We're focused on making a change. We're focused on changing the world. And, you know, probably somebody would laugh and say, well, you have cookies on your floor, like paleo cookies or keto cookies. How's that changing the world? It's showing somebody a different perspective. It's telling them there is a different way to be able to have snacks and treats without doing damage to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that everything that we're putting in our bodies is as clean as possible. And so that's the way these people are changing the world, is changing people's perspective.
Yeah. And I love it. I do. Mm-hmm. And I know. So you've got to go. Mm-hmm. You're a busy woman, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your time here this weekend to, you know, give us something to share with everyone on iHeartMedia and One Life Radio. And it's really good to see you. You made me cry again. You made me cry. I will cry every time. I will, because as a mother mm-hmm. and as a woman, my heart goes out to you and the great loss that you suffered. But we all have to persevere and be brave. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start crying again.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for the kind words. And the thing is that I'm, you know, there's a lot of parents out there that are in the same position that I am.
Oh, absolutely.
And so many of them can't get out of bed. So many of them don't want to get out of
bed. Two of my dearest friends.
Yeah. They just don't want to go on with life. But then there are so many that make the choice to do something
yep.
to honor the person and move on from that tragedy and find the beauty in the ashes. And that's
right.
what I've chosen to do. And I am just honored that I get to.
All right. Always a pleasure. I love this woman, you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks. I wish that you could all meet her at some point. Maybe you will come to Paleo FX next year and check it out. It's a beautiful event, and you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, April 24th through 26th, 2020.
2020. I
yes,
love it.
Same weekend, last weekend of April. You need to come.
All right. Thank
you so much for having me on, Bernadette.
Oh, gosh. It's my pleasure. Now, this is my tradition that I've created down here. Let's clink the mm-hmm. mics. Boom.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be kind.